Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you more gardening tips. Today I'll chat about a well-known garden favourite called Agapanthus that most of you may already be familiar with. Agapanthus are also called Christmas lily, blue lily or lily of the Nile. The name Agapanthus actually comes from the Greek word agape, meaning love, and the word anthos, meaning flower, so they are also known as flowers of love. Agapanthus are clump-forming with thick fleshy roots, dark green strappy leaves and attractive round flower heads in either blue or white that bloom during midsummer. They are evergreen winter rainfall plants that are indigenous to the Western Cape. Most garden varieties available are hybrids of Agapanthus praecox, which can produce flower heads anywhere up to 1 meter tall. There is also the smaller species called Agapanthus africanus available, which produces flowers up to 0.5 meter high. Agapanthus are fairly low maintenance plants, but do need regular watering, especially in summer, and rich soil to flower well. Enrich the soil with compost and add bone meal when planting them. They love to grow in a full sun or partial sun position. They can grow in very shady parts of the garden as well, but won't always flower as prolifically in too deep shade. Agapanthus are ideal container plants, but also work well as border plants or planted in mixed beds or rockeries. They are fairly wind resistant and are also suitable for coastal gardens. The flowers attract insects, especially butterflies. The presence of insects will also in turn attract insect feeding birds. Agapanthus flower heads also make excellent cut flowers and can last in a vase for at least a week. To propagate them, collect fresh seed in late summer or autumn and sow them straight away. They hybridize quite freely, so you may be surprised at the varieties that you can grow from seed. You can also divide Agapanthus clumps in early autumn, around about March, and replant them straight away and don't let the roots dry out. Besides the normal white and blue Agapanthus, there are some interesting varieties available at the moment, including Twister, which has intense blue and white bicolor flowers, Bingo Blue, which is a smaller growing variety with dark blue flowers and a long flowering period, Double Diamond, which is a mini white Agapanthus with double flowers, Barley Blue, which is an early bloomer with powder blue flowers, Buccaneer, which has purple blue flowers and a long flowering season from early to late summer, and Full Moon, which is a really tall growing variety with light to medium blue flowers. So Agapanthus plants are firm favorites with South African gardeners, but are also well known and loved by gardeners throughout the world. It's not surprising because they are fairly easy to grow and are very rewarding with their bold, attractive flowers in summer. So that's all from me for today. You can follow my garden tips by liking my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. Have a great weekend and may you have a wonderful start to the new year.